In a town in the woods, at the top of a hill, there's a house where no one lives. So you take a big bag of your big city money and buy it. And then at night when the house is dark, you're all alone, there's a noise upstairs. At the top of the stairs there's a door, so you take a deep breath and try it. And the flashlight shows you something moving just inside the door. And there's a tattered dress and a feeling somewhere before. There's a creepy dog that always follows you. So you scream and you close the door and you tell yourself it was just a dream. In the morning you head into town because you want to go antiquing. In the store there's a strange old man with a wandering old bones creaking. And you know what you will find inside the moment that you see that someone carved your name into the tarnished silver key. Creepy doll always follows you. Got a ruined eye that's always open. There's a creepy doll always follows you. Got a pretty mouth to swallow you whole. Home. The doll is waiting up for you. And when you fix a snack, the doll says it would like one too. The doll is in your house and in your room and in your bed. The doll is in your eyes and in your arms and in your hair, and you are crazy. You are crazy. You are crazy. just can't sleep, so you make some tea. And the doll disapprovingly asks if you really need that much honey. You decide that you've had enough, and you lock the doll in its wooden box. Put the box in the fireplace next to your bag of big city money. As the smoke fills your tiny room, well, there's nothing you can do. And far too late, you see the one inside the box is you. A creepy doll always follows you. Got a ruined eye that's always open. And a creepy doll always follows you. Got a pretty mouth that swallow you whole. And a creepy doll, creepy doll.
And all came back.